El siguiente trabajo de Brad Mehldau en formato de estudio, en estudio, junto a su trío, es este Out, un trabajo del año 2012, en el que bueno, pues encontramos eso, a su segunda versión de el trío, o digamos, podemos decir la moderna versión de su trío, Brad, junto a Larry Granadier al contrabajo y Jeff Ballard a la batería. Todas las composiciones escritas por Brad Mehldau en este disco, bueno, pues eso, también excelente, que se disfruta desde el principio hasta el final. Out, del año 2012, del que vamos a escuchar tres cortes. Vamos a escuchar el corte que da título a la grabación, Out, escucharemos 26 y luego Stand the Man.
Thank you.
Vamos ahora con otra de esas grabaciones en formato de dúo que también le gustan y le han gustado y le siguen gustando extender a lo largo de su carrera al gran Brad Mehldau. En este caso nos vamos a encontrar con un disco diferente, un disco que, bueno, pues probablemente a los seguidores clásicos del Brad Mehldau clásico pues no les guste tanto, pero es un disco que a nosotros nos encanta, este Meliana, Taming the Dragon, un disco publicado en el 2014 y que, bueno, pues nos presenta a Brad Mehldau, que aquí toca sintetizadores, teclados, electrónica, piano, etcétera, etcétera, junto a ese talentosísimo batería que también tanto nos gusta aquí en la montaña rusa, que es Mark Juliana, que aquí pues toca la batería, evidentemente, y también pone la electrónica. Dos músicos que, en fin, como ocurría con el caso de las grabaciones de Mehldau y de Metheny, pues también Mark Juliana y Brad Mehldau, músicos que tendrían que encontrarse o deberían encontrarse más tarde, más pronto que tarde, ¿no? Y bueno, pues en fin, es lo que ocurrió, como digo, en el 2014 con este Meliana, Taming the Dragon, al que siguió perdón, una gira en diferentes ciudades que, bueno, pues fue absolutamente estupenda, ¿no? En fin, Meliana, Taming the Dragon, Brad Mehldau, Mark Juliana, vamos a escuchar desde Meliana, vamos a escuchar tres cortes, vamos a escuchar Taming the Dragon, el corte que da título a la grabación, vamos a escuchar también Lux y luego escucharemos Hungry Ghost.
I had this trippy dream where this cat was driving me around in an old convertible the whole time around LA. Later on, it turned into a VW van, and near the end, it was more like this spaceship kind of thing. We were high up, looking over the road. But the front console was shaped like a van, and it still had the convertible top. The guy who was driving me around was an older dude, an old hipster with a scratchy voice, kind of like Joe Walsh sings. But he kind of had some of that vibe and energy of Dennis Hopper and Easy Rider. Yeah, like if you can imagine a cross between Joe Walsh and Dennis Hopper. That's the dude who was driving me. We were heading due north on the PCH, coming up to the big stoplight where Sunset Boulevard ends. We were gonna head out past there towards Malibu, maybe circle up through Topanga Canyon, and come back through the valley. The light was beautiful in the dream, with all that nice washed out orange from the pollution. So I had this happy feeling in my stomach, but also like this scared feeling, like something was gonna happen, but I didn't know what. Anyhow, as we were approaching the light at sunset, all of a sudden this cat in a sports car came out of nowhere and just cut us off. My man slammed on the brakes and narrowly averted a mashup. Got my blood boiling, but, you know, I wasn't the one driving. So when you know it, we pulled right up behind that motherfucker at the light, and there he was, glaring at us through his rearview mirror, and he was all like, yeah, that's right, I cut you off. What are you gonna do about it? So I said to Joe Walsh / Dennis Hopper, I'll just call him Joe now. So I said to Joe, man, aren't you gonna say some shit to that douchebag? I was all puffed up and pissed off, but I was sitting in the passenger seat. So Joe was quiet and looked straight ahead and said, you know, man, the only way I'm gonna put some shit out there like that is if I'm ready to dance with that cat. You know what I mean? All you've got are your actions, man. And don't forget, your words are actions too. You put something out there, there's consequences, you know? You wanna dance with that dude? That Joe was driving me around everywhere, and it's like I wasn't even thanking him. I realized that at first I thought he was kind of like wild and a bad influence on me. like from my party days, but actually the whole time he was kind of like driving me around and taking care of me, watching my back, like with that crazy dude in the small car, like how he actually handled the whole thing real noble and didn't get all ruffled. He was talking me down from something. I only realized that when I woke up. It's funny how sometimes with dreams, you don't realize who's your friend until after you wake up. Then you wake up and you get this clarity, and you see that maybe all those different people were you in the dream, and that they're there to lead you either to good or trouble. And the person who's actually acting as you in the dream is kind of like this blind idiot who's just barreling through the whole dream like I was, trying to be all tough and shit. Telling old Joe to go start something with that punk in the sports car. Yeah, but maybe like that crazy dude in the other car was me as well. All those people are just a composite of my own shit. All different parts of me. Like you've got this one part of you that watches out for you and keeps you steady. You've got this other part that's raging and full of anger. And those two are vying for your attention, like old Joe and that crazy dude in the dream. And there's just you when you're listening to both of these voices. But they're all a part of you. You know, I think of it like taming a dragon. A dragon is a crazy dude. And if you don't watch out, he'll bite your ass hard. So you need old Joe there to set you straight. But Joe knows about the dragon. Because Joe and the dragon are both a part of you. So you don't try to kill the dragon. You know, the dragon's where you get all that voodoo shit from. That's where you get your power from. You don't want to snuff him out. You want to tame him. You want to actually make friends with him and harness his power so you can use it.
Yeah.
Bueno, y del Meliana, de este Taming the Dragon que acabamos de escuchar del 2014, saltamos ya al 2015 con el siguiente trabajo de Brad Mehldau, que es La Celebración, de Brad Mehldau, que bueno, pues publicó en formato de caja, recogiendo 10 años de piano solo. Se llama 10 Years Solo Life. Y bueno, pues eso recorre desde 2004 hasta el 2014, ¿no? Los, pues eso, 10 años de recorrido del trabajo de Brad Mehldau en esta caja de 4 CDs excelente y maravillosa, excelsa, que bueno, pues en fin, es una muy buena bueno, pues eso, muestra del talento y del trabajo del piano solo de Brad Mehldau. Una auténtica delicia. De este 10 Years Solo Live en directo vamos a escuchar en concreto 3 cortes. Escucharemos Dream Brother, escucharemos la versión del clásico My Favorite Things, y también escucharemos Bittersweet Symphony y Waterloo Sunset, 2 cortes que son composiciones, el primero de The Verve, y el Waterloo Sunset es un clásico de The Kings, con lo que bueno, pues en fin, eso, cubierta esa también ración de covers de la música popular de Brad Mehldau en este 10 Years Solo Live del año 2015. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bueno, y el 2016 publica Brad Mehldau este Blues and Ballads, su álbum que grabó entre el 2012 y el 2014 junto a su trío, junto a Larry Grenadier y junto a Jeff Ballard. 7 composiciones, mayor parte de ellas estándares jazzísticos, y bueno, pues nos encontramos una versión de el clásico de los Beatles, And I Love Her. Bueno, pues en fin, Blues and Ballads, otro disco excelente, maravilloso, bueno, pues centrado principalmente en la versión más romántica, digamos, de alguna manera más tranquila del trío de Brad Mehldau. Bueno, de este Blues and Ballads del año 2016, vamos a escuchar 2 cortes. Escucharemos Since I Fell For You y luego I Concentrate On You.